This is Philosophy Bites with me, David Edmonds.
And me, Nigel Warburton.
Philosophy Bites is available at www.philosophybites.com.
Philosophy Bites is made in association with the Institute of Philosophy.
Over the past couple of years, Philosophy Bites have been asking philosophers a simple question, and a question to which you would expect them to know the answer. What is philosophy? Here are some of their answers.
I'm Don Cupid. Philosophy for me is critical thinking, trying to become aware of how one's own thinking works, of all the things one takes for granted, of the way in which one's own thinking shapes the things you're thinking about.
Alexander Nehemas, what do you think philosophy is?
I can't answer that directly. I will tell you why I became a philosopher. I became a philosopher because I wanted to be able to talk about many, many things, ideally with knowledge, but sometimes without quite the amount of knowledge that I would need if I were to be a specialist in them. It allows you to be many different things. And plurality or complexity, as you may have realized from our conversation before, is very, very important to me.
Barry Smith, what do you think philosophy is?
I think it's thinking fundamentally clearly and well about the nature of reality and our place in it, so as to understand better what goes on around us and what our contribution is to that reality and its effect on us.
I'm Wendy Brown. Philosophy asks about life's meanings. Philosophy asks about who we are, what we might be, how we conceive ourselves, and how we can even think these questions.
Will Kimlicka, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, this is actually a question I struggle with because I'm in a philosophy department, but I'm always wondering what exactly I have in common with many of my colleagues, because to be frank, I don't necessarily understand a lot of the work they do in philosophy of language or metaphysics. I do think there's a certain element of contingency in what remains in a philosophy department. Philosophy used to encompass economics and political, it was a kind of encompassing term. And bits and pieces have separated themselves out and become self-standing disciplines. And what's left is what's left, rather than anything coherent uniting it. So I think of myself as a political philosopher. I'm interested in the normative evaluation of political life and state institutions. And that's fairly strongly connected to moral philosophy. I think moral philosophy sets, as Nozick says, it sets the boundaries of political philosophy. But if in some future 20 years or 50 years from now, the philosophy of mathematics goes into another department, it's not obvious to me why we're all together in the same department.
Raymond Goyce, what do you think philosophy is?
I'm afraid I have a very unhelpful answer to that, because it's only a negative answer. It's the answer that Friedrich Schlegel gave in his Athenaeum Fragments. Philosophy is a way of trying to be a systematic spirit without having a system.
I'm Sebastian Gardner. I'm Professor of Philosophy at University College London.
Well,
philosophy is the attempt to unify theoretical and practical reason.
Tony Dickinson, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, philosophy is what I was told as an undergraduate that women couldn't do by an eminent philosopher who had best remain nameless on this site, I think. To me, it is always, and this is probably a rather trite thing to say, but it is the gadfly image. It's the Socratic gadfly. It's refusing to accept any platitudes or accepted wisdom without examining it.
Chandran Kuthas, what is philosophy?
My understanding of philosophy probably owes more to Michael Oakeshott than to anybody else. I think of philosophy as an attempt to think systematically about the presuppositions of a given topic, to try to understand that topic in terms of concepts that give you a complete account of something. So, for example, to the extent that philosophy discusses ethics, it tries to give you an account of what is the nature of morality. Or to the extent that it discusses politics, it tries to give you an account of what politics is in terms of concepts that make sense of this phenomenon.
I'm Kate Soper, and I'm a philosopher, writer, social theorist.
Cut.
I suppose I think one of the important things that philosophy is trying to do is to respect both the cultural relativity and historicity of our ideas, while at the same time tease out what might be more trans-historical transcultural truths.
Robert Rowland-Smith, what would you say philosophy is?
I think the Greek term has it exactly right. It's a way of loving knowledge.
Raymond Tallis, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, one of my favourite definitions comes from Wilfred Sellers, which he says is trying to see how things in the widest sense hang together in the widest sense. And I guess my dream of philosophy is to make the universe we live in mind portable. So instead of being possessed by it, you possess it.
Well, I'm Keith Ward, and I think of myself as a philosopher. But my last big job was Regius Professor of Divinity at Oxford, so I'm a philosophical theologian. Well, I have a very traditional, almost Indian approach to that, that philosophy is the pursuit of wisdom, and that includes spiritual wisdom. So asking questions about the nature of the human self and the nature of reality and how this will affect your life in practice. And in that sense, although I have experienced Oxford philosophy at its most intense, I'm definitely not an ordinary language philosopher.
Claire Carlisle, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, most simply put, I think it's about making sense of all this, really. We find ourselves in a world that we haven't chosen. There are all sorts of possible ways of interpreting it and giving it meaning or finding meaning in the lives that we live. If there are pre-given meanings, then there are a range of them to choose from. Philosophy is about making sense of that situation that we find ourselves in.
Terence Irwin, what do you think philosophy is?
Some people have said, and I agree with them, that it's the argument from things that seem perfectly obvious to a conclusion that's extremely surprising. Other people have said that it's a way to try to get clear about the basic presuppositions of claims that we tend to take for granted. So I think both of those are reasonably good ideas about what philosophy tries to do, that it's not a terribly technical subject in its main aims. It starts with claims that are quite familiar, something's right or wrong, raises certain kinds of difficulties about them, and tries to achieve some more systematic understanding that will give us some insight into the claims that originally seemed plausible and will remove some of the objections that occurred to us when we started to think about them. I think that's just a clumsy way of expressing what Socrates thought about cross-questioning people to try to find out how far they did or didn't understand the things that seemed perfectly clear to them in order to try to get them to think so that they would achieve a greater level of understanding.
Good morning, I'm Alan Buchanan. I'm the James B. Duke Professor of Philosophy at Duke University in North Carolina. I don't think it's any one thing, but I think that generally it involves being critical and reflective about things that most people take for granted.
John Donne, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, I think it used to be an inquiry into what's true and how people should live. It's sort of distantly relatable to that still, but I would say that, you know, the distance is growing rather than narrowing.
Julian Savulescu, what do you think philosophy is?
Philosophy is, in my view, gaining knowledge through the use of reason and conceptual tools, a priori reason, and by reflecting about oneself and the state of the world. It employs the empirical sciences, but it's not a version of science. It's gaining knowledge through rational reflection. And in my own particular area, philosophy is about understanding what people should do, what sort of person people should be, how people should act, by rationally reflecting on the courses of action or the nature of human beings. What I think philosophy also should be doing is about encouraging people to gain knowledge and to reflect and to try to seek to understand the world and themselves through their capacity as rational animals.
I'm Paul Snowden and a professor at University College London. Well, I think that myself that philosophy is the name we give to a collection of questions which are of deep interest to us, and for which there isn't any, as it were, specialist way of answering. The categories in terms of which they're posed are ones which prevent experiments being carried out to answer them, and so we're thrown back on trying to answer them on the basis of the evidence that we can accumulate. For example, does God exist? Now, you can't hand that question over to some chap in a white coat to do an experiment which will give you the answer. The category God isn't, as it were, a category suitable for conducting experiments to determine whether there's something of that sort or not. How do we decide? Well, we simply have to weigh up the arguments for and against the existence of this kind of entity. And that seems to me to be the general character of philosophical questions. Do values exist? Does the soul exist? Do sense data exist? And so on. Philosophy is the name for that group of deep and important questions where there is no simple experimental way of answering them, and yet we want to know the answers.
M.M. McCabe, what do you think philosophy is?
Thinking about thinking.
Anthony Grayling, what do you think philosophy is?
Philosophy is inquiry into all those things that we don't yet properly and fully understand. When we do get to some grips with a problem or a set of problems, we can hive that off into a special science or a social science. Although those natural and social sciences always tend to end up back in philosophical problems too, being those problems half obscure, half unformed, where the questions are themselves doubtful, where we're peering out into the dark and don't yet have a good sense of what we're doing. And that's what philosophy is. It's inquiry into the mainly unknown.
I'm Richard Bradley, and I'm a professor in the Department of Philosophy, Logic and Scientific Method at the LSE. 99% about critical reflection on anything that you care to be interested in.
Tom Herker, what would you say philosophy is?
Philosophy is abstract thought guided by principles of logic and ideals of precision in thought and argumentation about the most general issues concerning human beings and the world and our place in the world.
Jeff McMahon, what do you think philosophy is?
Can I just laugh? I have no idea what philosophy is.
I'm Gerald Levinson. My friends call me Jerry. And I'm a philosopher, and I focus mainly on aesthetics, particularly the philosophy of music. Ooh, I didn't know you were going to ask the really hard questions. I can tell a joke that says what philosophy is. So the young man is going on a date, and he's a bit nervous. He asks his father for advice. Dad, you know, I'm really nervous. So what will I talk about in the dead spots? And he said, look, son, there are the three Fs. There's food, family, and philosophy. So the son says, okay, I'll remember that. And he goes on the date, and he's with the date in the car, maybe after dinner. And there's one of these lulls, and so he thinks, what am I going to say? My teeth are clattering. I'll remember my father's advice. So, Mary, do you like asparagus? Mary says, well, no, actually, I don't. I don't like asparagus. Oh, no, let's see. Well, Mary, do you have any brothers? Oh, well, actually, John, I don't have any brothers. That led nowhere. Okay, what are the three Fs? Yes, oh, yes. Well, Mary, if you had a brother, would he like asparagus? That's philosophy.
Walter Sinnott Armstrong, what do you think philosophy is?
I think philosophy is the search for a coherent and justified overall worldview, that philosophers should stop looking at small little issues in the corner of our lives and try to see how things fit together, how psychology fits with philosophy, how the mind fits with the body, how aesthetic value relates to economic value and justice. Those are the big issues. How do we fit together the different aspects of our lives? And that's what philosophy ought to be addressing.
Anthony Kenny, what would you say philosophy is?
Philosophy is thinking as clearly as possible about the most fundamental concepts that reach through all the different disciplines.
Adrian Moore, what do you think philosophy is?
Gotcha. I'm hard-pressed to say, Dave, but one thing that is certainly true is that is in itself a very striking philosophical question.
Tony Cody, what do you think philosophy is?
Oh. Well, I'm an analytical philosopher, and so I'm committed to the view that philosophy involves a lot of analytical work, a lot of analysis of concepts and so on. Now, I think some people think that philosophy only involves analysing concepts and getting clear about things. And it's very important to get clear about things. And they also think you should have arguments for everything that you have. As you probably know, it's a very argumentative profession. And they're all features of philosophy. But I think also philosophy should be aiming to do rather more synthetic, large-scale sort of things. Philosophy should be concerned with issues to do with the meaning of life, ethical and political issues, and should be scrutinising the basic assumptions of our society, so that there are all sorts of presuppositions that are in the... And philosophy's always been something of a science of presuppositions, I think, but not just to sort of expose them and say, oh, there they are. You know, say something further about them that can help people. As I get older and older, I'm more and more concerned that there should be more imagination in philosophy than there is. I think, you know, one stage it was all very clever, but rather dry. And although I would never want to get quite as imaginative as the various post-structuralist philosophers get, who put such a premium on imagination that the analysis and argument drop out, I still think there's something in the offering of a big picture about our circumstances. And I think more and more that that ought to be something that's encouraged in philosophy.
I'm John Armstrong, and I work at the University of Melbourne. I think philosophy is the successful love of thinking.
Alex Neil, what do you think philosophy is?
That's a good question. I think philosophy is thinking that's obsessed with clarity.
Bob Adams, what do you think philosophy is?
I think that philosophy is what philosophers do. And I think that's important because I don't want to be narrow about what constitutes philosophy. There are certain ways of doing philosophy that are sufficiently different from the way that I and a majority of English-speaking philosophers do it that I might hesitate to say, well, they and we are practicing the same discipline, but I think it would be unduly imperialistic to say that's not philosophy.
Marilyn Adams, I'm a philosopher and a theologian. I'm an Episcopal priest.
Marilyn Adams, what do you think philosophy is?
Philosophy is thinking really hard about the most important questions and trying to bring analytical clarity both to the questions and the answers.
Ray Monk, what would you say philosophy is?
I would say philosophy is the attempt to understand ourselves and the world.
Tim Crane, what do you think philosophy is?
Philosophy is, to quote Wilfred Sellers, philosophy is the attempt to understand how things, in the most general sense of that word, hang together in the most general sense of those words.
I'm Catalin Avramescu. I teach history of political philosophy and history of moral philosophy in the Department of Political Science, University of Bucharest. You hit me with this question. It's a little bit like Augustine said famously about the concept of time. When nobody asks me about it, I know. But whenever someone asks me about what the concept of time is, I realize that I don't know.
Chris Chanaway, what would you say philosophy is?
Philosophy? That's a very good question. I'm reacting in the sort of way that you would expect philosophers to react. They very often don't give an answer. And I think people find that a bit suspicious. I suppose philosophy is an attempt to ask questions that seem not to go away, questions that are always going to be there.
Joe Wolfe, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, I can tell you how philosophical problems arise, in my view, which is where two common sense notions push in different directions, and then philosophy gets started. And I suppose I also think that anything that claims to be philosophy that can't be related back to a problem that arises in that way probably is empty.
Hi, I'm Professor Peter Adamson from King's College London, sitting here in a cafe in central London, hence all the noise. Wow, that's an interesting question. I guess I think it is the study of the costs and benefits that accrue when you take up a certain position. Say you're arguing about free will, you're trying to decide whether to be a compatibilist or an incompatibilist, so is free will compatible with causal determinism or not? What you're discovering is what problems and what benefits you would get from saying that it is compatible, what problems and benefits you would get from saying that it's incompatible.
John Campbell, what do you think philosophy is?
I don't think there is a general answer to that question. The thing that interests me most is what science is telling us about our common sense picture of the world. What I'm very uneasy about is a kind of doublethink where, on the one hand, we just operate uncritically with our common sense picture of the world, and then we shift into scientific mode. I think science really destabilizes our common sense picture of the world. Understanding just where common sense has to give in the face of science, where common sense is consistent with science, and where we have some real work to do to understand how they can both be correct, that is really what drives me.
David Papineau, what do you think philosophy is?
I think philosophy is thinking hard about the most difficult questions that there are. And I suppose you might think scientists do that too, but there's a certain kind of question whose difficulty can't be resolved by just getting more empirical evidence. It requires a kind of untangling of presuppositions, figuring out that our thinking is being driven by ideas we didn't even realise we had, and that's what philosophy is.
Hello, I'm Simon Blackburn, Professor of Philosophy at Cambridge. Well, I think it's a process of reflection on the deepest concepts, that is, structures of thought, that make up the way in which we think about the world. So it's concepts like reason, causation, matter, space, time, mind, consciousness, free will, all those big abstract words, and they make up topics, and people have been thinking about them for 2,500 years, and I expect they will for another 2,500 years, if there's any of us left.
Michael Sandel, what do you think philosophy is?
Well, I think philosophy is reflecting critically on the way things are. That includes reflecting critically on social and political and economic arrangements. It always intimates the possibility that things could be other than they are and better.
Roger Crisp, what do you think philosophy is?
I think it's something you have to do to understand its essence.
I'm Professor Anne Phillips from the London School of Economics. Now I am going to laugh. I think philosophy for me is a way of thinking about dilemmas and contradictions. I mean, I don't think of it in terms of it's philosophy if it's kind of abstracted from the real world, or it's philosophy if it's hypothetical problems. But basically, whenever you're dealing with something where there's a real dilemma and there's very good reasons to go one way and very good reasons to go another, at that point, I think, you need philosophy.
Luciano Floridi, what is philosophy?
Philosophy is conceptual engineering. It means dealing with questions that are open to informed, reasonable disagreement by providing new concepts that can be superseded in the future if more economic solutions can be found, but it's a matter of rational agreement.
I'm Janet Radcliffe-Richards. I'm Professor of Practical Philosophy, and I am attached to the Uehira Centre for Practical Ethics in Oxford.
Janet Radcliffe-Richards, what do you think philosophy is?
I regard philosophy as a mode of inquiry rather than as a particular set of subjects. And so I tend to regard it as the kind of questions where you're not trying to find out how your ideas latch onto the world, whether your ideas are true or not, in the way that science is doing, but more about how your ideas hang together. And this means that in a lot of subjects, philosophical questions will arise. And if you haven't got philosophical training, you may well misunderstand the nature of a lot of those questions. So that's how I prefer to think of philosophy, as a method, a kind of inquiry, rather than as a particular set of questions. Though, of course, there are some questions that can only be answered by that kind of inquiry.
Svetan Todorov, what do you think philosophy is?
Philosophy is a subject that all French students have to take in the last class of high school, and they just hate it because they can't understand what philosophy is about. to answer more seriously, philosophy was a way of searching wisdom, of leading a wiser life. And I adhere to this conception of philosophy.
Ben Rogers, what do you think philosophy is?
I must go back to the day job.
Erin Ridley, what would you say philosophy is?
Philosophy Bites have a book out published by Oxford University Press. For more information, go to our website, www.philosophybites.com.